there are at least 22 million unsafe abortions globally every year, and that's literally about one in 10 pregnancies that ends up as an unsafe abortion. And unsafe abortion occurs in all regions of the world.
What are some of the barriers that these women are facing that prevent them from having safe abortions?
There are social and cultural barriers, as in there is stigma around the issue of abortions related to sexuality. There's difficulty in accessing health services for women. And then, of course, there are numerous regulatory and policy barriers as well. Now, contrary to what people commonly believe, abortion is legally allowed, at least to save the lives of the woman, in almost all countries of the world. 98% of the countries allow abortion for those reasons.
What are the four countries that don't allow it?
Well, the UN Population Division produces annual situation analyses, and according to that latest data, the four countries are the Holy See, Malta, the Dominican Republic, and Chile. All other countries do allow abortion to be legally carried out when the life of the woman is at risk. And of course, there is about 68% of the countries in the world also allow it for grounds of physical ill health of the mother or on her mental condition.
What is your message to women who are faced with very difficult situations when they're pregnant and need an abortion?
Our basic principle for a woman who really is faced with an unwanted pregnancy situation is to get to a legal and safe health provider as early and as soon as possible so that she can get care for her unintended pregnancy in the safest possible manner.
And in a situation where it's not possible because of all the barriers that you listed, what would be the best approach in that case?
A difficult question to answer, but there is no country in the world where it's illegal for a woman to get care for a complication of abortion. So no matter what her situation is, she should be able to access health service and care in every country in the world. It's always better to prevent an unintended pregnancy when you can, but it's always better to have access to safe abortion rather than unsafe abortion when you're faced with a situation of an unintended pregnancy. And of course, as a last resort, when women do undergo an unsafe abortion, it's better to have treatment for that unsafe abortion so that at least we prevent the death and the disability. The costs of actually treating unsafe abortion complication are immense compared to the cost of providing the safe abortion and preventing the unsafe one in the first place.